following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, it's Golic. Stop into Lowe's today for the Lowe's Floor Event and get great values on flooring products for the entire home, like 13 by 13 bay ceramic tiles, now just 57 cents per square foot. And take advantage of the $397 whole house basic installation on any laminate flooring at $2.98 per square foot or more. Plus, find in-stock Stainmaster carpet starting at just $1.04 per square foot. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through March 26. See sales associate to schedule an in-home measurement. Additional charges may apply.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along for this Monday program, where we have got TJ Hepburn joining us a little bit later on in the show as it's RFA week, RFA 2 at the Viero Events Center. Plenty of special promotions. We'll tell you about the weigh-ins. We'll tell you about the fights all week long. We had Houston Alexander on Friday. Gilbert Ivel later this week. TJ's going to be on the show today, live in studio. Also, we're going to be talking a little bit about the new era of Nebraska men's basketball going on in Lincoln. It became official on Friday afternoon, and then the introduction on Saturday morning of Tim Miles. We're going to talk with Robin Walshit here in about 2 or 3 minutes. But first, obviously, we're going to get our thoughts on that. We'll hear a couple comments from Coach Miles. The baseball, the softball, everything for the Huskers, the Lopers, and the Broncos over the weekend. We'll try and touch on that. Big win for Tiger. Plenty of other things. The Tebow press conference, I could give 0% care about, and I hope that's the way the listeners are today too. Yeah, you're going to New York. What do they want from the guy? Anyway, Daddy, obviously the big news today is the hire at Nebraska. That's the state news today of Tim Miles. I had a lot of people. Was at a big wedding over the weekend. Was an MC at a banquet over the weekend. Watched the basketball over the weekend. So saw a lot of different people. Well, what do you think of the hire? What do you think of the hire? I just simply gave him a thumbs down, and here's what I'll say. It's not what I was looking for, and again, who are you, Doug Duda? I'm just another person that wants to see Nebraska basketball succeed, who happens to have one of the few talk shows in the state of Nebraska to talk about this. I said, I'm going to be the person that hopes he succeeds. I hope he is the diamond in the rough. I hope somehow they find a way to get this going. There's no way in hell that this is going to be a good basketball team the next 2 years. No chance. No chance. And if it is, he's already seen he's the stepping stone guy. He'll be out of here just like that, which is fine. If he could get this to a place where he can get another job, that would be a start, and I'm all for that. I don't know. The problem, Daddy, is I don't know. Tom Osborne says this is the only person we hire or offer to. Well, yeah, if nine guys told you they weren't interested, maybe this is the only guy that even wanted to come here. I will say this, I guess, is one of the thoughts I came with over the weekend. We did not make an inch of a step up by getting rid of Doc Sadler and bringing him Tim Miles. He may be a great guy, and he may end up being a great coach. But as of today, Did they sell an extra season ticket because Tim Miles is your new head coach?
That's exactly my thought. When they wanted to hire this basketball coach with the facility they've got, the practice facility with the new Pinnacle Bank Arena coming, with all they've got going for Nebraska basketball down there, I thought there would be a name. And I thought that, and I'm just showing out too. I mean, I thought Tommy Amaker. People just, okay, I'll buy some tickets because he's their next head coach, whoever that was going to be. I mean, I thought Tommy Amaker, I thought Larry Eustace, I thought, you know, there's a couple other names that I thought, and that interests people.
John Gross.
Tim Miles, I'll be honest, I don't know. I think they sold zero season tickets because, well, his mom and dad bought them, so they sold two. But I think, as far as a shock hire, am I down on it?
Like, it doesn't have to be a shock hire. It's shocking to me how bad the hire is.
I don't know the guy at all. I hate to rip the guy.
That's the problem here. I don't want to rip the person, and I hope I'm not, and I hope that's not the way it's coming over. Because as I said, maybe he comes in and does a great job, and maybe he's the diamond in the rough. But, you know, Doc Sadler, Barry Collier, Danny Nee, however far back you want to go, that's where you're at. Here's where I have some concern. Everybody's talking about John Gross. We don't even let the Ohio coach, and even if he's maybe through his contact said, hey guys, I'm just not going to be interested in Nebraska. There might be in Illinois, there might be some other places, and maybe that's going on behind the scenes. Problem is, Tom Osborne's not going to tell us. We don't need to know that, by the way, but it does put out for speculation. What was the rush in hiring Tim Miles? Duke wanted him? Kentucky wanted him. UCLA wanted him.
He was still going to be there next week.
He was up for no other job in the country, and we had to rush out and grab Tim Miles of Colorado State at a Saturday morning press conference.
Yeah, the timing of that.
You couldn't have it today.
Yeah, I thought the timing of that was particularly odd, but I guess they just wanted to get it out of the way and move on, and I don't know as far as...
To what? It's not recruiting season.
Well, I think... But he's got staff.
It's always recruiting season, but this isn't the height of it.
When he said that he was waiting to bring his staff, when he said he didn't immediately say, "Yeah, I'm bringing all my staff," and a couple people told him, "You got to be very selective with who you bring with you because you've got to have the right people in place." I want to wait and see the star recruiter that's supposedly hooked up with the Chicago. Whatever there is, fire team in the AAU ranks. I want to see what we do with that. See if we got ends with that, and I want to go from there. I want to see who the rest of the staff is, and if we can get players. Everybody that's jumping up and down saying they got four Nebraska kids. The kid from Ralston is the only one that could have contributed in Big Ten. Jesse Carr would have played. Yeah, he would have played. That's fine. But as far as being a difference maker, he wasn't going to go up against Draymond Green and take him out, all right?
Let's hear some comments from Coach Miles from Saturday's press conference.
Thank you, Dr. Osborne. I'm thrilled to be the basketball coach in Nebraska. I appreciate Dr. Tom Osborne for having the faith and the confidence in me to do this. I'm going to come through for him. When Dr. Tom Osborne bets on you, you want to come through for him. And that means a lot to me. I grew up in Big Ten country watching Nebraska football. I'll still watch Nebraska football. He's the kind of person who I think he said to me one time, I've got a lot of personal equity in the Haymarket Arena, in Pinnacle Bank Arena. And it occurred to me that he's got a lot of personal equity in the state of Nebraska, the University of Nebraska, and especially its athletic department. And that means a lot to me. His right-hand man, Mark Boehm, has been a great guy to get to know, and I'm excited about where we're trying to go.
That's the head coach, Tim Miles, about some of the aspects, and we'll try and get to more of that. Had some other comments from Coach as we get ready to talk to Robin Walshett of Husker Online. Let's hear a few more comments from the coach.
But I promise you this, you give us a chance. Husker fans, you give us a chance, we're going to come through for you. We've exceeded expectations everywhere we've been, and I intend to continue to do the same. I know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the elite basketball conference in the country right now, the Big Ten. It's going to be a blast.
Well, we always give the coach a chance. I think Nebraska fan is always going to give the coach a chance, so he will at least get that.
Yeah, recruiting is a great idea. I've always found that it helps. What do they say? It's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmys and the Joes, right? That's true. Well, first of all, I think when you start with this, you talk about just a philosophical idea of where you're going. And I think you have to recruit the Big Ten footprint. I think we can recruit the old Big 12 North region. And then we have to be able to go anywhere to pull anybody. Now, this job is not unlike the Colorado State job, relatively, you know, in terms of not a high volume of players in your immediate region. So you got work to do. After an idea where you're going to go geographically, I think you look at how you're going to put together a staff. This is a Big Ten conference. I'm going to need guys that know how the Big Ten works. I have decisions to make that way. That never ends. You're the head coach. You have to make that decision. So we're going to put together a staff that can help us do this.
There's Tim Miles. He's talking about the Nebraska kids. See, he also said, I mean, he said and he didn't say, if they're good enough to play at Nebraska, we'll bring them here. They didn't point blank ask him, was Jesse Carr and Wes Eichmeyer and the Smith boys from Ralston good enough to play here?
Right. That's what everybody, that's the one conversation that you got to tell people. Whoa, 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 slow down here. Well, gosh, at least he's getting the Nebraska kids. That's fine at Colorado State and Wyoming. They're really fine players. Against Jared Sullinger, they're going to struggle. They weren't going to be difference makers. They weren't going to take over games. We're looking for difference makers. Is Akoya Gao a difference maker?
He's not coming here. I want to say that right now. He's not coming here, ladies and gentlemen. And if I was Akoya Gao, I wouldn't be coming here either. There is an article on Husker Online. Sean Callahan talked to Akoya Gao, what he thought about the hire, what he thought about what's going on. You've got a guy that's getting offers from Indiana and Connecticut, and he's getting interest from Kansas and Kentucky. He's not coming here.
Doug, I'm not arguing that point with you. I'm just saying
that's the Husker type of player. Tim Miles is going to bring Akoya Gao in.
That's the type of player. Yes, he could be a difference maker on the floor. He's one of those. Mike Gazell could be a difference maker on the floor. He's got to get those type of players in state to make a difference.
I love the Creighton fans now bashing Husker fans. We've got some emails to get to. Lee Barfnick, we've got Andy Markowski on the show tomorrow. Lee Barfnick, one of the articles on the Omaha World Herald, in the Omaha World Herald and on their website. He talked to Andy. He talked to Bo Reed, both disgruntled about the hire. Again, I think it's for so many of the same reasons that we've talked about for 3 months on this radio program.
But, Doug, everybody's making a big deal about what Bo Reed and Markowski said. They
didn't say anything that nobody else was thinking. I mean, everybody else was thinking that they said it because they were asked.
But they didn't. When they say criticize says you go out and you rip the guy. I think Greg Shea does a crappy job at the arena. If I said that about Greg Shea and the job he does, that would be me saying something to criticize somebody else. The stuff they said was not, I think Tim Miles is not, you know what, I don't think he's a good basketball coach. I think he knows less about X's and O's than he does about recruiting, and I think he sucks. That would be a rip on Tim Miles. Neither one of those guys said criticize somebody. Okay, it wasn't what they expected. That's not the route that Andy Mark. That's fine, but they didn't rip the guy. I mean, everybody's up and on. Did you read the Markowski article? Oh my gosh! Will he still be on the Husker Sports Network? What? I mean, I just can't believe the reaction. Some people, it's like he didn't. I've coached against him. He's a hardworking guy, high energy guy. Said Markowski. Oh, what a slam that was!
Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Robin Walshit is going to join us from Husker Online. We're still efforting to make contact with him. Also, TJ Hepner is going to join us here after the break as we get ready to talk about RFA2 and his move from being a national champion for the UNK wrestling team to try and take it to the next level in a different sport that will obviously utilize his wrestling skills. And possibly an exhibition match between Daddy and TJ before the end of the show. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Gil.
I heard our friends at Werner Ladder are making a little extension ladders for guys like you.
Well, you're half right. Werner did come out with a new compact extension ladder, but it's not designed for smaller people. It's designed to make extensions easier to handle. It's no gimmick. It's a 16-foot extension ladder that's just 6 feet when closed. It actually fits in most cars.
That is amazing. And stuff like that is why Werner is number one in ladders. And Werner is so excited about this new ladder that they're giving away a compact car with a compact ladder inside. Right now, register at WernerLadder.com.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Tri-City Storm is on the road this weekend, playing at Waterloo Friday, Sioux Falls Saturday. Hear the games on Classic Hits, 98.9. The Nebraska Danger hit the road for the first time this season to take on Terrell Owens and the Allen Wranglers Saturday night. In baseball, Nebraska hosts Kansas State Tuesday at 6:35, travels to Northwestern this weekend. UNK will host Colorado State Pueblo Friday through Sunday. Hastings College will host Dort Friday and Northwestern on Saturday. In softball, Nebraska will host South Dakota State on Wednesday and travel to Minnesota Saturday and Sunday. The UNK softball team is at UNO Wednesday and Black Hills State Saturday and Sunday. And the Hastings College softball team has a busy week. They will host Nebraska Wesleyan in a doubleheader Tuesday at 5, travel to Bellevue on Thursday, and return home Saturday to take on Dort. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN. I'm Doug Duda.
It's run for the money and two for the show. In the 2012 horse race season, the Fodder Park Scratch Report is brought to you by Overmiller Seamless Sun and the Daily Double by Chuck Wakeland at Woods Brothers Real Estate. Every race day on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Track announcer Steve Anderson brings you information straight from the track.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon, as we'll see partly cloudy skies and a high up in the mid-80s. Southeast winds gust drawn 20 to 35 later today. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, folks, the Serta All-Out Mattress Blowout is going on now at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Choose your size, choose your firmness, and get the sleep you deserve at a price you've only dreamed about. Plus, experience their revolutionary eye comfort sleep system only at Bruce Furniture. It's the only mattress featuring Serta's coil-action gel memory foam. Gel memory foam. So I guess what that means, Daddy, is once you lay down in that bed, it's going to be that, it's just going to conform to the Big Daddy.
It's like tapping out.
This big event is for a limited time, so hurry in today at Bruce Furniture. They have the Serta mattress on sale that's just right for you. The revolutionary eye comfort sleep system is only at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We will get to the NCAA basketball tournament. Our research staff has actually done some research and pretty much has it broke down to who can win the Doug and Daddy H&H Distributing Cunningham $50,000 bracket challenge in certain scenarios. I have come to this conclusion, Daddy, that if I would have put all my brackets together, I'd have a perfect Final Four, because I did have Louisville on the ESPN.com, which pays nothing.
I did not.
You have won the head-to-head. You had that wrapped up a long time ago.
Yeah, I actually have one of the, like you said, when you do so many brackets, I've got one bracket with three out of the final four in there, and the other bracket is just disaster because I had Missouri advancing, and of course they lose the first round, and so that's the whole side is knocked out because I didn't have Louisville advancing.
Well, you still got a lot of chance to pick up points in the Doug and Daddy challenge. I am like in the 80, there's like 80% of the people on our challenge that have done better than me. But you have Kentucky over Ohio State in the final. You do not have you had Missouri and North Carolina. I had North Carolina beating Duke. I had Ohio State in the final four, so I'm done. No more points for me in the Doug and Daddy challenge.
Yeah,
that's patheticism.
Kendall Marshall really crippled that team, especially down the stretch when decision-making was critical. That 12-0 run at the end of the game was something.
I was more disappointed on how Ohio just couldn't finish Friday night. They just as well beat North Carolina. Again, the winner is going to get the 42-inch LG television from Russell's. We want to thank Russell's, Godfather's, Mountain Mud, Big Dally's, and many, many more sponsors for giving us prizes and to our winners. Got a lot of winners out there, Daddy. This week, I just got some more information. The weigh-in for RFA Thursday, and then the fights Friday gets underway at 5 o'clock with their amateur bouts. The pro fights begin at 7 o'clock.
Well, people that follow the UNK wrestling team know our next guest, TJ Hepburn. He is a national champion coming off of that not all that long ago. He's not taking any time off. TJ, how are you? Getting right back in the ring. But first of all, congratulations on the national championship.
Yep, thanks a lot.
That was a pretty exciting time. We've talked to Coach Bauer. We've talked to Athletic Director McBride. We've talked to Ty Swarm.
Talked to a lot of people there.
we're wrestling junkies, I guess. Talk about the run that you three national champions put on. I mean, you want to win the national title individually, but you want to bring home the team title, and you couldn't have done it in any more impressive fashion than what you guys did that Saturday night.
Yeah, for sure. My focus, honestly, was on the team. I mean, I knew I could win. You know, after Dalton Jensen and I got the loss last year in the finals, I mean, it was devastating. And him, we talk all the time about getting a team title, and the only way we can do that was him and I getting bonus points. And finals came, and, you know, before his match, he was watching his video, the kid he wrestled. He goes, "Hey, I can pin this kid." And I told him, "Hey, I watched my kid. I can pin him, too. Let's go out and get some pins." So we went out and did it. Rafion Stotts is not a pinner, but he's a winner, and his win contributed to our success.
TJ, going down there, though, the team title looks so far-fetched. Did you guys talk about it before this deal, or when things started rolling, did you think, hey, we might be in this thing?
You know, we talked about it, and it's, you know, every team talks about winning a national title. I mean, it's, they can have three kids on the team, and they're going to say, hey, we should try to win a title. But it's not realistic until you're there and guys are wrestling. You got to take each match at a time. You can't look too far into the tournament. And first day, our guys went out, all wrestled great. I think we went 7-1 the first day and then got 6 in the semis. And that was just good as a start as we expected.
At one point this season, the team was ranked, I think, as low as 8th in the country. For some programs, they'd be jumping up and down. We're 8th in the country. I'm guessing in the wrestling room, that probably wasn't a great week or two to go, what's going on, guys? What was going on at that time of the season, which was probably just coming out of the Christmas break?
You know what? We don't look at the rankings. I mean, if our team's ranked 8th, so be it. That doesn't show what kind of team we have in our room. So they put rankings. They want to put us 8th. We showed everyone we're not an eighth ranked team. We're number one. So we didn't look at rankings. We went each day in the room and worked just as hard as we would if we were ranked number one. So made no difference in our practice room.
Many people get done with their senior year wrestling.
Kansas was ranked 8th this year too, Daddy. Just want to let you know.
So there's still a chance.
it's one thing you get done with your senior year of wrestling and you think, you know what, maybe there's a little bit of a future. We've had some people move on and do some great things from the program wrestling-wise. But normally as a senior wrestler, you just want to eat. You know, what? Maybe let's go grab a beer and let's celebrate this. You didn't take much time off getting in the octagon this weekend for your it's actually your third amateur bout, correct?
Correct, yep.
Did you want to jump right into it, or why no time off?
You know, I figured my condition was good from wrestling season. You're not going to win a national title with no conditioning, so why not take a fight while I'm still feeling good? And, you know, I feel like I'm getting old. I got a 3-year-old daughter at home that keeps me busy, so, you know, I'm feeling good right now. So the fight's 3 weeks after nationals, what better chance to get?
TJ Hepburn's with us here in the Doug and Daddy Show. He's in the octagon Friday night at the Vero Event Center. For the fans that are going out, that'll be one of the bouts. Let me just put it point blank. You kind of brought it up. You have a 3-year-old. You've got one on the way. You're married. We've talked about this with a lot of the wrestlers. I mean, Olympic trials are coming up next month, which obviously wouldn't concern you. But whether you wanted to take your wrestling career that path or whether you wanted to go somewhere and maybe start making some money, I mean, is that just one of the bottom lines here? Is it's time to try and make some money in life? Because if you try to go and be that Olympic dream or world champion, There's a lot of work before you see any kind of a paycheck.
I mean, anything you do, you want to make some money doing it. I mean, like I told you guys, I don't want to go and get punched in the face for free. So I don't think anyone else does either. But, you know, wrestling at the Olympic level was never my dream. Some people tried to make it my dream, but just never was. Being a fighter, now that's something in high school that I started getting into that
said, hey, with my wrestling, I can get away with a lot of these fights. I want to become a world champion fighting.
Now, will this be your last amateur fight? You'd say that right now?
You know, it depends how I feel this week. I go out there and I feel like I can make that next step. Yeah, this will be my last amateur fight, and then it's time to make some money.
What do we know about your opponent? He comes from the third
from
state.
Hastings. He was a high school wrestler, but you know that means nothing. He could have been a middle school wrestler. You got to take each guy like they're a world champ. Can't take anyone lightly.
What about your style now? Obviously, when you get in the ring, everybody has a style. You're going to obviously be the wrestling style. But what about the rest of your game? What are you good at?
That's a secret. I can't tell that on the radio right now. I got to hold out on that one right now. But, I train all aspects of my game, my feet, my ground game. So who knows? Instincts might take over in the fight, and I might resort to my wrestling. But I won't know until the bell rings and we touch gloves.
How hard was it the first couple of times when you're so trained to be a wrestler that, hey, I can go ahead and punch this guy now. I can elbow this guy. I can do a few things that I haven't done most of my life.
It was hard. I didn't even want to punch the guy. I'm like, I'm used to wrestling. Why not wrestle him down? I know he can't stop it, but it took some use to get into it. It's different punching guy in the face when you're used to only being able to take him down. And actually, my last two fights, Atlantic City and then in Connecticut, once you got the guy to the ground, we couldn't throw to the face. Ooh. So that made it a little bit difficult taking guys down. You had to hit the body or submit them, and I wasn't a huge submitter, so it's kind of punch the body, wait for him to make a mistake, and choke him out. So this is going to be the first fight where I can take a guy down and rain some elbows on him, so it's going to be interesting.
How long would it take to choke Daddy out?
20, 30 seconds, give or take.
I told him, do we do that? No,
come
we're
on.
Not.
Come on, we got the video ready to go here. Jeff will tape this.
James Krause, actually, I wanted to see what a standing guillotine was because John the Bones Jones just caught whatever his name was in it. And James Krause locked me up for about 3 seconds, and I thought I was done. We've become more and more fans of this because of the first time it was here. I want you to tell people out there the conditioning aspect of what you're doing right now for RFA2. When you just come off of a national championship, obviously in great shape, you had to take it to a different level, though.
Yeah, a lot of people think because I'm coming off a national title that, I can just go in the ring and start fighting. I got to work harder for this fight than I have all year for wrestling. Workouts are different. I can't rely on the fight to go to the ground. If I got to stand up, I got to have some stand-up game and condition under me, so it's tough. I got to wake up, lift, and it's not one workout a day. It's two and three workouts a day. So if you're lazy, you probably shouldn't get in the fight, because it's not going to work out for you.
What about weight class, TJ? How Daddy talked about eating and eating. Well, where are you looking to be at when you get comfortable? Where would you like to be as far as what weight class?
Well, right now I'm probably on about 6 over. I didn't cut weight for wrestling this year, and that's, I think, a lot of my success came from me being able to eat before my matches. There was mornings I woke up, I was pounding under before the match. So I was able to eat. This fight, I got to weigh 156. I'm not cutting weight for this fight. But after, if I turn pro, I'm going to cut down to 45. I'm going to be a lot stronger there, and I'm going to be big for the weight class. That's going to take a lot of discipline for me to get down.
145, and I joked before we went on. I said, for me to lose 20 pounds is one thing. For you to lose 10 pounds, it's just a different – that will take some real discipline, and you'll have to be – it'll be a mindset that obviously being a wrestler you've adapted to, but yes. To do it, is the UFC where you want to be?
Oh, for sure. That's been one of my dreams since high school, and I got guys like Joe Ellenberger, Jake Ellenberger, got those guys behind me that I can train with, and if anyone's watched Jake Ellenberger fight, he's – number two, number three contender right now, and that's where I want to be in the next couple years at 145.
TJ Hepburn with this. My last question, you get to fight here at home. You probably won't get that many opportunities throughout your career because you will have, if you want to get the big matches, obviously as you move up, you're going to have to go where they tell you to go. But yeah. How much are you looking forward to having one more bout here in Kearney?
Oh, it feels great. Hopefully you get a lot of fans out there. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you need to go out and get it. It's going to be fun. If you like watching ring girls and drinking beer and watching fights, this Friday you need to be at the RFA too.
If you like being a man, Friday night, Vero Event Center, Danny, it makes you feel like a man.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I can't believe, Houston Alexander, George Ivel, right in our backyard. I can't think of a better way to spend a Friday night. There's some great fights, but it all starts on the amateur card with TJ Hepburn. TJ, thanks so much for coming in studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here. It was great.
Awesome stuff, and congratulations once again.
Thanks.
We'll see you on Friday. Doug and Daddy's show as we roll on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lunchtime coming up. Talk about all this and see what's going on. Recap all the weekend. Do it at the Coop, Kearney, Grand Island. I know the races have been going on. They've been packed over there. They've been busy at the Coop in Grand Island. Here they've had all kinds of tournaments going on, whether it's basketball, wrestling. They had speech in town last week. Coop, you know what? They're able to keep up. They do a great job. Well-staffed, great workers there.
Well, it's perfect for lunch. They get
just
great
like
lunch
Greg
specials.
Shea at the event center, by the way, who you threw under the bus earlier.
Well, you know what? I was trying to make a point, and I don't think that about Greg Shea, and he knows that. I think I'll have to buy him lunch at the Chicken Coop. That's fine. We can do that. They've got great lunch specials. Plus, tonight, bowl fries, $5.99. Bowl fries and fries every Monday night. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Catch all your favorite sports. Plus, you've also got your boneless wing night. Check them out. They're just 40 cents a piece every Monday night. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Chicken Coop.
More on the NCAA tournament. We'll look at how and who is at the top of the Doug and Daddy bracket. And Robin Walshit of Husker Online. More on the Husker hire. It's all coming up. Stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, fans, we've officially put football season to bed, which can only mean one thing. The madness is upon us. Oh, and spring training. And hockey's heating up, and the NBA. All right, so if it weren't for a lack of football, March would be the best time of the year, clearly as a fan, which also makes it the best time of the year to head to StubHub. And you should know this by now. StubHub is the place to get tickets for every game in every sport in every city. So head to StubHub today. Find the seats that are right for you, and let the madness begin.
StubHub!
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon as we'll see partly cloudy skies and a high up in the mid-80s. Southeast winds gust around 20 to 35 later today. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I don't know. I've decided, to be fair, I will read most of this email that we get from Trent in Omaha, which is the other side of the story, and I totally disagree with. I was hoping some of this was kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but I don't think it is. So if you've read the Lee Barfneck article in the Omaha World Herald today or on Omaha.com, their big red section online, you'll see that, I mean, there was no backflips made by anybody in that article. Bo Reed, Andy Markowski, Lee Barfneck, any of those folks. Trent says, what's pathetic is the fact that both Markowski and Reed were very average players, putting it kindly. Well, Bo Reed might have been the best player on the team he was playing on and averaged.
When they went 26-8.
I'm not going to take the time to look up all the stats to defunct this. If Markowski would have been better than a career 40% free throw shooter, maybe Danny Nee would not have gotten fired in the first place. Danny was still there after Markowski graduated. Both of these guys are like a majority of former players as they age. Their self-worth seems to get inflated when looking back at their careers. What did Markowski do other than flop on the court and miss free throws? How about Bo Reed? Did he ever do anything other than launch 20-footers? Yeah, Trent, he launched a 20-footer that beat the fourth-ranked team in the nation in Michigan State. Okay? And that's just one off the top of my head. At a time when we need to come together, you have these self-absorbed former players bashing the hire. You stay classy, guys. This is a typical sentiment of the new wave Husker fan. You know, the kind that started following the team in 1995, doesn't care about our tradition, and would just as soon have T.O. retire because there's so many more attractive options at athletic director. I hope the Husker Sports Network looks at these comments by Markowski. I'm all for free speech, but I think you need to seriously look at removing this guy from the network if that's the kind of attitude he wants to have against the new coach. Again, this is where I don't think he said one word about the coach. He said something about the hire. And I think that's where there is a fine line in all of this. Trent, you know, I mean, that's my comment. I think there's a fine line about between the hire and the man himself, because nobody knows the man himself. Now, Markowski kind of knows the man himself, because he said he coached against him, recruited against him. But I just don't know. I don't find anybody out there that's the only comment I've heard that's in staunch support. I mean, that article doesn't even, this email doesn't even support Tim Miles. This whole email doesn't say anything about Tim Miles.
Well, once again, I'm with you, Doug. I don't know that they were scathing comments that were self-serving to Andy Markowski.
I think Markowski and Reed were on winning basketball teams at the University of Nebraska. NIT championships, NCAA teams, say what you want about the NIT title. It was still an NIT title. It was still a good basketball team.
I think it's the same view that you and I have. Doug, and I don't know what names that everybody, you know, thought we were going to get. Well, I don't know. John Gross, okay, advancing the Sweet 16, and he was becoming a household name in Nebraska because people knew. I mean, that's who everybody was leaking that we thought we were going to go after. But I don't know that that's a big – I don't know if – oh, my gosh, we signed John Gross today. Oh, my gosh, I've got to get my tickets now. I don't know that John Gross would have sold any tickets. I don't know if Tim Miles will sell any tickets. It's all going to come down to who he puts on the bench. The guy opted for a lower salary so he could give his assistant coaches more, perhaps as much more as $300,000+ for that lead recruiter guy. If he can do that, bring some talent in. You know, and I don't know that Nebraska will be absolutely awful the next 2 years and have no chance. I refuse to say that because I look at what Fred Hoiberg did at Iowa State, and yeah, there's a connection there to getting a couple Michigan State players and some transfers from some Division I schools. I think that's one of the things that Tim Miles said. Hey, we'll look at Division I transfers, and if you can get a couple players to come in and contribute and be excellent basketball players, then I think you got a chance to turn it around really quickly.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com on the Nebraska hire or anything else. While we continue on here, I want to get to the NCAA tournament. We've got about eight different scenarios. We have one of the 475 brackets turned into the Doug and Daddy Cunningham's H&H Distributing Bracket Challenge. We will have no $50,000 winner, but we do have one person that has a perfect Final Four. That is Kenny Kerwin from Holdridge. But he has Ohio State winning the national championship. So he doesn't necessarily even have to have the Final Four right. Not having Kentucky in there. We've got quite a few people. There's also a couple of other people that have Ohio State in here. But let's give you, here's the scenario from our research department. If Kansas defeats Louisville in the final, then it looks like Lloyd Mueller from Grand Island could be our winner. If Louisville wins the national championship, Chris Samuelson from Kearney would be our champion. If Kansas would upset Kentucky, Jim Maxson from Kearney would be looking good. We've got a couple of people that could tie if Kentucky beats Kansas in the final, and those are the two. Ohio State, by the way, is a 2.5-point favorite, Kentucky 8.5. But John Simer from Gothenburg, Dale Davis of Hastings, it would come down to the total points in the final to see if Kentucky plays Kansas in the final. If Ohio State beats Kentucky, then Kenny from Holdridge, our current leader, would win it. If Kentucky beats Ohio State, then Clint Shriver from Hastings, it looks like, would be your winner. Now, if Ohio State and Louisville, if Louisville gets in the finals, that brings Ken Snyder from Kennesaw and Chris Samuelson from Kearney into the picture. There are all kinds of scenarios to who could win the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge, brought to you by H&H Distributing and Cunningham's Journal, where we will be back on Friday.
Great. You know, like 42-inch TV is going to one of those people. It's all set up now. All Final Four teams, that's an excellent job when you got a four and two twos and a, you know, the one, the overall seed. I think that's very, very difficult to do.
What do you think about the tournament? We touched on it just a little bit at the top of the show. The most exciting game probably was Ohio-North Carolina. North Carolina dominated Ohio on the boards, and then that's why they lost to Kansas yesterday, because they couldn't get rebounds out. I mean, and, you know, the run down the stretch, but right, they could have had a little cushion had they been able to rebound better in the basketball game.
Watching those teams shoot, though, the first little 8 minutes or whatever, when they went and there was, one was 12 of 15, the other one was 11 of 13 or something. Everybody's making those shots, and they were going back and forth. Excellent. I thought that was a great way to start the game. Then somebody just had to make a play down the stretch. Kansas made it. North Carolina couldn't. And, you know, Bill Self saying, you know what, we had a really big advantage with Kendall Marshall not being there. They all wanted Kendall. You know, they want to beat the best North Carolina team they can put out there. North Carolina couldn't do that. So Kansas advances, and Kentucky just dominated. And I love the announcer on Westwood One saying, "And here come the Bears. 52-37 they trail." "And here come the Bears." I was like, "What is it, 5 or 7? No, it's 15. It's like,
well, here, come on. They did cut it down to 10. They had a chance. I know Vegas was on the edge of their seat because in the last minute there, they cut it to 10 and had the ball. A bucket would have given Baylor an unbelievable come-from-behind cover, the old backdoor cover in that. The one thing that kind of struck me is Kansas changed to the triangle and two defense. North Carolina scored 47 points in the first half and 20 in the second half. Makes you wonder. You talk about how these high school teams struggle. My goodness, North Carolina, who was, I think a lot of people believe, was either the best or the second-best team in the country most of the year, ended up scoring 20 points in the second half yesterday. Daddy, I think we're going to take a little change today in course. Here's what we're going to do. We've had a trouble reaching Robin Washit. He's probably been tied up. Maybe he's got something big going on right now. Andy Markowski has agreed to join us today instead of tomorrow. We had scheduled him tomorrow. So we're going to talk to Andy when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, because, Daddy, just like TNL, we are always going, always moving, always trying to make the show better. They're trying to make your field and your bank account better.
Irrigation excellence. They've been doing it since 1955. Call your local T&L dealer today. The lasting value and decades of dependability. That's just one of the many things they can sell and they can rely on when you experience a T&L difference. They talk about those other guys. They've got the failed gearbox and the micro switches when you least expect it. Those electric pivot repair hassles. You don't have to worry about that with a hydrostatically powered. It's designed, safe, and proven to eliminate the hassles. T&L irrigation. Check out the TNL Pivot Manager 2, all the GPS technology. Experience the TNL difference. The choice is simple. TNL Irrigation.
Andy Markowski joins us after this.
Did I really retire? You know, did I really do this? Am I really a retired person?
This is Nadine Peterson on her first day of retirement.
I thought I would be very sad about it, but I wasn't sad at all. I know I'm classified as a senior citizen, but I don't feel like a senior citizen. Retirement is just another phase in life, okay? Most people today live to work, and it shouldn't be like that. We should work to live. And now I can live.
This is day one, the first of over 6,000 days most of us will enjoy in retirement. At Prudential, we create retirement solutions and partner with financial professionals everywhere to make sure you're ready for every one of them. Prudential, bring your challenges. Contact your financial professional today to learn more. Prudential Financial Incorporated, Newark, New Jersey.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
If you don't know how many Rewards Club points you have in the ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Club,
I wouldn't brag about it.
And you might want to check, because you can redeem 3,500 points and get a pair of tickets to this Friday's MMA fight at the Vieira Event Center.
Apprehensive? We all are at first.
For free.
Frankly, I'm confused.
3,500 points will do it. Just log in as a Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation Hy-Vee Listener Club member and go to the points store.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon as we'll see partly cloudy skies and a high up in the mid-80s. Southeast winds gust around 20 to 35 later today. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 45. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 70.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and done.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. They've created a better way to purchase a vehicle with their hassle-free pricing. Their customers should be able to purchase a vehicle just like anything else. Gallon of milk, some bread, it's got a price on it. You go in, you get it, you know it's quality at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They both have a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. So if you're searching for a car, truck, van, SUV, I was right next to a Hummer today that had the Midway logo on it. They were smiling. Browse their inventory. Take a test drive. And you don't even have to stop by. You can browse their inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Did that just happen?
Yes.
ESPN's Chris Mortensen just reporting that Sean Payton has approached Bill Parcells about possible role as Saints interim head coach. It's getting crazier, and Tim Tebow says he likes the coaches in New York better than at Jacksonville.
You know, they're joking about, you know, the Giants are throwing jabs at the Jets now. Well, we're going to have a David Carr press conference this afternoon. He's their backup quarterback. David Carr never really done a whole lot on the field. Darren Ruvell tweeted about David Carr this morning. Just guessing. What, Douglas, what would you say David Carr has made in his career in pro football?
$42 million.
38. He will go over 38 million.
He's the number one draft pick, Danny. Andy Markowski wasn't a number one draft pick. Well, he was fifth grade basketball back in OHS.
He was number one in my heart.
I know he's number one in your heart, but we probably didn't get the number one guy we were looking for. And I don't know how far Lee Barfnik had to dig back in the finals to find that impressive photo of 4-4 on the front page of the Omaha sports section today. But Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, former Husker, he's been with us numerous times here on the Doug and Daddy Show and graciously gives us his time again this morning. Andy, welcome back. Thanks for giving us some time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, if folks read the article, they know some of your comments. And Tony and I have talked about it. People have asked me about it all weekend. We're on a fine line here of trying to support Nebraska basketball and then have our opinion about where we think Nebraska basketball went with the hiring of Tim Miles? There's so many questions out there. And I guess the one thing, I told everybody, I don't like the hire. But then again, I didn't like Barry Collier. I did like Doc Sadler. Whatever. Did it work out? Did it not work out? Nobody else was jumping down the throat. It wasn't like Tim Miles was going somewhere else. It appeared behind the scenes that maybe there were a lot of people that told Nebraska they just weren't interested. What are you hearing before kind of breaking down the Miles? Were there a lot of people that were at least approached about this job?
Well, you know, all I can go off of is what, you know, Coach Osborne has stated, that, you know, they did inquire six people, they interviewed four. You know, I don't know if we'll ever know who those people are or who they went after. And, you know, I certainly, you know, had some quotes in the paper. Nobody wants Nebraska basketball to win more than me. I mean, I've invested, you know, my body. I wake up every day with what I gave to the program and followed it as closely as anybody. So, you know, who knows how the search went, you know, who they targeted, why, you know, Tim Miles, you know, obviously interviewed well. You know, you have to, you know, somewhat trust Coach Osborne that he felt this guy could work at Nebraska. You know, my reservations were, you know, it's really the same direction that we've gone time and time again. And, you know, we're going to be forced to wait 3 to 5 years for, you know, a guy to prove that he can build Nebraska basketball. And I guess that's frustrating in my end. To sit there and maybe take a flyer on a guy that hadn't proven that he could win at this level, and we've got to wait, you know, again, to see if Nebraska basketball can be built to the point where it can be competitive in a BCS conference.
Andy, it was my point all along that I thought the direction they would go would be the name guy that would immediately sell some tickets. They didn't, you know, obviously Tim Miles doesn't, I don't think people knew John Gross. I'm not sure that would have sold tickets. What direction were you, were you on a soapbox? Did you have two candidates that you were, I mean, I know you like John Gross. Did you have a couple other big names?
Well, here's the dilemma. You know, I think there's two ways that a search process can go. And once again, you know, I'm not, you know, privileged to that information to know what was done or how it was conducted. But, you know, you can target two or three guys and you can basically beat them over the head until they take the job. And you know, whether that's $2.5 million a year, if that's $3 million a year, I mean, if you believe that that's the guy that can change the fortune of Nebraska basketball, you can go that route. Or you can go the route where, you know, you interview a lot of candidates, you know, guys that maybe have some mid-major experience that, you know, have developed programs that make sense, that you think are going to come in and work hard, that you know, can maybe make it work in time. And, you know, I think one of the things that Tim Miles offered was he wanted the job. I mean, he was a guy that had been in this region, had kind of worked his way up in coaching. You know, he wanted the job. He was passionate about, you know, making a difference at Nebraska, feeling he could, you know, compete and win in the Big Ten. And there's something to be said for that, because I think you do have to be passionate about Nebraska to make it work. But, you know, I think there's a risk involved in that hire, and the history of kind of a mid-major guy has proven that.
Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Husker, of course, on ESPN Radio. A couple of the things, I don't want to call it good old boy network because that's not what it is, but Tom Osborne mentioned a couple of times before he introduced Tim Miles about references and people saying good things about Tim Miles. You know what? You can always find anybody to say something good about anybody. And, you know, what does Terry Pettit know about Nebraska men's basketball? And when that came, because he's out there now, he's one of the guys that Tom Osborne took some good words from him. So I guess, Andy, do you know, what would be the biggest plus about Tim Miles coming to Nebraska?
Well, I think he does have an infectious, hardworking, very personable personality, which it's going to take that to maybe sell, you know, him and his, you know, what his vision is for Nebraska to the fans, to recruits. And, you know, if you work hard at something, you always have a chance. And, you know, I'm going to give Tim Miles a chance. I certainly am on record of thinking he does have a chance to make the Nebraska relevant. But, you know, it's a risky chance, you know, because of the past success that he's had and maybe the past success of mid-major coaches at high-major schools. But a lot of it, you know, I think the future is going to be defined on what staff he puts in place. I mean, you know, has he coached an NBA player? No. Has he won a
an NCAA tournament game? No. Has he won a Division I conference championship? No. You know, so in order to sell that to kids, he's going to have to put maybe a staff around him that can speak to those successes, that maybe a guy that has played in the NBA or a guy assistant that has recruited, you know, NBA caliber kids. So, you know, it's certainly possible that, you know, what he lacks for maybe a resume in terms of filling the recruits, he can build a staff to offset some of that. So I'll be anxious to see who he puts you know, in the trenches with him. But, you know, I think Tim is going to recruit a kid that represents Nebraska well, that's passionate about Nebraska and invested in helping Nebraska win. It's just a matter of how long, you know, we as fans are going to have to wait for that to happen.
Now, $150,000 more than Doc Sadler had in the assistant coach pool is what Brian Rosenthal is reporting in the Lincoln Journal-Star. Everybody's waiting to see if Ronald Coleman will come with Miles, his recruiting coordinator, who was the head coach of one of the Chicago AAU teams for 6 or 7 years up until he came to Colorado State. Andy, everybody wants him, right? This is the next step. He's got to bring that assistant with him.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I've made some calls to just guys I know in the industry to find out more about Coach Coleman. You know, there's not a lot of, some guys know him as the, you know, kind of the guy that was a part of Mac Irvin, which is one of the better AAU programs in Chicago. But Chicago is very difficult to recruit right now. There's kind of a rift between multiple AAU programs there. So if you're involved in one, you can't be involved in the other one. And that's one of the issues that Illinois is having right now on trying to fill their job. They're just guys that don't know if they want to tackle the Illinois recruiting scene, because at Illinois, if you can't get into Chicago and keep some of the better kids in the state, you're going to have a hard time winning at that job. So there's unique challenges in Chicago, but certainly Coach Coleman, I think, now works for Mike Irvin, which took over for his Mac Irvin, who passed away just this past year. That opens some doors in the one AAU program, so I'll be anxious to see if they sign him as an assistant, and B, if he can deliver maybe a top-tier Chicago kid, to Nebraska, which I think will be very difficult to do.
Is the I think $720,000 is the assistant coaches pool that was in one of the papers this weekend. Is that enough commitment to these? I mean, is a $350,000 for that number one guy, does that hire an AAU guy or somebody that can get in there and do things, Andy, or does it take more money than that?
Yeah, I was impressed that, you know, the administration recognized that you know, you have to not only make a financial commitment to the head coach, you have to make a commitment to the assistant fund as well. And, you know, from what I talked to, the guys that are at Memphis and Texas A&M and some of the assistants I know that have signed on, $250,000 to $350,000 is kind of the range that the top guys in the country are going for. You know, Delonte Hill, you know, signed the massive Kansas State $450,000. Well, he had Michael Beasley on his hip, so that certainly helped his negotiating power to bring one player that was a difference maker. Not everybody has the number one player in the country in their hip pocket, so I think that helped Delonte's salary. But, you know, I think $250,000 to $350,000 in that range is going to allow you to appeal to a lot of quality coaches that can maybe help Coach Miles get into the living room of a potential, you know, pro, which, you know, the cliche is old. It takes one player to be relevant, one pro player to be relevant in a conference. It takes two to finish in the top half. It takes three pros to win a conference championship. And if you look around the leagues, you know, that proves to be true every year.
Who wins the Final Four?
If you have four, you're Kentucky, and you'll win a national title. So.
Andy Markowski, last minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, we've got Tim Miles. You threw out the five-year number, which is very difficult to swallow when you're a short-term person and like to keep things moving right away. Just last year, Tom Osborne gave Doc Sadler the extension, the increase, the new facilities, saying he would be here until that new facility opened. How long do you have to give Tim Miles? I mean, at Colorado State, he won 7 games and 9 games in his first 2 years. What are you looking at over the next 2 years for a sign that says we're going the right way at Nebraska?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult to compete next season with the roster, and a lot of that depends on what roster comes back. You know, you've got some kids that are maybe like Adidas that had an opportunity to go play professionally last year in Puerto Rico. You have a junior college heavy class that, you know, who knows if those kids are going to make it into the program or not. So I think next year is going to be a struggle. You know, I look for just recruiting
laying a foundation to the program with good high school kids. I think Doc really went wrong with, maybe trying the quick fix with junior college kids that weren't good enough to really compete at a high level. I think you have to go out and you have to sign good character high school kids and maybe mix in one difference maker. So if he can get that done in his first two classes, I certainly would be optimistic that year three and four, they can start being really competitive. But, like I said, I always will give a guy a chance. I don't have all the answers. Certainly have never said I've had all the answers, but it's just frustrating to go down the path again of a rebuilder when we've been trying to rebuild now for 12 years, and I wish Coach Miles success. I certainly will support the program, but it's been frustrating to be a fan. I mean, the last time we had a winning conference record was my senior year, and that feels like forever ago. I mean, that's a long time in the history of basketball.
Andy, I'll let you go with this. When you saw the headline in the World Herald, the criticism deal, me and Doug didn't really think the criticism was so overly whelming. You didn't really hammer the guy, did you think?
No, I just made points that I thought through my experience of watching college basketball, being involved in it, what I thought needed to be done or addressed on the higher end. You certainly got to trust Coach Osborne. He's the one that interviewed Coach Miles. I guess we'll see. I mean, I could be really wrong that a guy needed high major experience to succeed at Nebraska. And maybe just a guy that's passionate, that's built programs, that's going to work at it every day and put together a good staff. He may get it done in year two. I guess, we'll wait and see. But, I'm sure as Nebraska fans, which I am, I'll be supporting them along the way. Hopefully they get there sooner than later.
Andy, we'll let you get out of here. Always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Andy Markowski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to wrap things up. All of our guests taken care of by BK, two locations in Kearney. Daddy, one more email before we get out of here from Tim.
Different Trent says, Trent Hastings says, hey, Tim Miles won me over at his presser. Good track record of rebuilding program. Miles did say he knows recruiting. That's huge. I'm excited.
That whole press conference was him trying to sell himself.
Well,
30 minutes of it. So is what it is. Don't forget to log on. Vote for our poll question. Be a part of the ESPN Rewards Club. Who will win the national championship? Vote on the final four that are left. You get 500 points just for signing up. Points every day you vote on the poll. So there you go. Folks, tomorrow, Wayne Harriman, RFA promoter, the man that brings it into town, will be with us. We're also talking Pheasants Forever tomorrow. We've got a couple of the guys coming in to chat about that. More on Husker basketball, Northwestern baseball coach later in the week.
Yeah, Paul Stevens set to join us Wednesday or Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, we look forward to getting back to the Nebraska. Shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take them. We'll read them. We'll get your thoughts out there. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.